World Cup soccer matches continue in South Africa, with Serbia losing to Ghana in Pretoria this afternoon by a score of 1-0 on a penalty kick by Asamoah Gyan at the 85th minute of regular play. This evening, Germany and Australia are slated to take the pitch at Moses Mabhida Stadium in Durban. The director of the Pretoria-based Dennis Hurley Peace Institute, Father Sean O'Leary, told us of the pride shared by the host country and the entire continent at hosting this African edition of soccer's premier event.
We want to be part of the success story and not just knocking. And that's a very good feeling as well. There's also a change. It's going to have a tremendous tourism kickback, not just for the event itself, but for the people who come see the country, see the cost of living, see the kind of holiday they can have, and they'll come back. And that's what we're expecting. First time be able to promote an Africa that is not one of conflict, division and war, but rather a conflict that is a place where, you know, a World Cup can take place, where 32 nations can come together, where it can, in stadiums that have been brilliantly built, and in an atmosphere where there really is a welcome for everyone coming. South Africa, to their credit, punted as an African event, the biggest event ever to come to Africa, hosted in South Africa. South Africa itself is obviously very proud of it.